Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Ayan po, ikalabing walo ng Marso taong 2025. Claudette Santero po yung kasama ngayong araw ng Martes sa programong Filipino ng SBS. Magandang umaga po sa mga nakatutok at solid na tagapakinig ng ating programa. Sa mga nakikinig sa radyo, sa ating website www.sbs.com.a/filipino at syempre sa mga nakatutok din sa Digital TV Channel 302. At sa mga nakikinig, gamit po ang SBS Audio app. Good morning po, magandang araw ng Tuesday. At syempre, hatid po natin ang iba't ibang mga impormasyon at kwento ngayong araw ng Martes. At syempre, upang samahan tayo ngayong umaga, kamustahin natin ang ating tagapagbalita mula sa ating city studio, Edinel Magtibay. Edinel, magandang umaga sa iyo!
Magandang umaga, Claudette. It's a chilly Tuesday morning dito sa New South Wales. Diyan din ba sa Melbourne?
Chilly din. Actually, noong weekend, medyo mainit. Tapos biglang umulan. Tapos biglang lumamig. Napaka-unpredictable ng weather. Alam ko may heatwave noong weekend. Pero ito na nga, papasok na talaga yung autumn na sinasabi nila. Kasi kanina pag sakay ko ng tren, syempre maghihintay ka, hindi ba? Ano siya, parang umuusok yung bunganga ko.
Wow, ganun nakalamig yung level na ano, may pausok na.
Oo. So kayo dyan, malamig din ba? Anong mga temperatura natin dyan?
Yes, bumaba ng below 15 kanina, parang from 12 to 15 yung naramdaman natin na nalamig. Pero ngayon ay tumataas na siya yung temperature hanggang 18 na ngayon.
At bago ang lahat, congratulations pala, Edinel, sa inyo ni Annalyn for getting an award for this Women's Month.
Uy, salamat. At para sa mga kababaihan din at sa inyo na ano, na mga nagtataguyod ng karapatan ng mga kababaihan. Naks.
At yung chilly weather din natin, Edinel, tamang-tama yun para sa mga kababayan natin. Medyo mainit ang ulo at magkahalo din yung mga komento at reaction sa mga kaganapan ngayon,
yes,
di ba?
Yes, nako. Cool-cool lang tayo, mga kababayan.
Oo, pero isa sa mga hatid natin ngayong umaga, Edinel, is itong iyong balita tungkol sa PR naman, sa permanent residency. Kasi nga, syempre, first step bago makuha yung Australian citizenship, kailangan muna nating maging permanent resident. So, ang tanong ko sa'yo, ito muna, share mo muna yung experience mo. Mm-hmm. Kailan mo nakuha yung iyong PR? At ano ba yung feeling mo nung nakuha mo yung PR grant mo?
Ayan, so halos magdadalawang taon na nung nakuha ko yung aking permanent residency. Mm-hmm. At iba yung feeling, yung parang may hinga, yung nakahinga ka ng maluwag after nung makuha. Kasi alam natin, pag nakuha mo na, yun nga sabi mo, first step siya para dun sa Australian citizenship. At the same time, yung mga benefits kasi na kasama ng pagiging permanent resident ay madami. Kaya parang nung nakuha ko yun na parang, ay wow, okay, sige. Ang dami ko nang pwedeng gawin, lalo na kung long-term yung plans mo talaga na magstay sa Australia. Ikaw ba?
Yes, kumbaga makaka-move forward ka na. Kasi diba kapag, kapag hinihintay mo yung PR mo, parang kabado ka, ano ba yung future ko? Mauuwi ba ako o magsistay dito sa Australia? So, ganun din yung feeling ko sa iyo nung nakuha ko yung PR ko. I think 20, parang kung hindi ako nagkakamali, 2019 ata. 2019, parang ganun. Parang syempre, surprise ako kasi alam mo yung hindi mo ini-expect, tapos biglang makakatanggap ka ng email na nag-grant mo yung PR mo. Parang napakasaya mo. And yung saya mo, parang gusto mo din i-share sa ibang tao. So syempre, nanlibre ako. Kasi nga syempre, parang ang saya hindi mo makontain. So parang gusto mo naman i-share yung blessing mo. I'm sure ganun din yung na-feel ng ating mga kababayan nung nakuha nila yung PR. Tsaka, one step na yon, parang nalampasan mo na yung doong part and then pupunta ka na doon sa next step naman na parang pinakahihintay natin. Kumbaga, ang pinaka-crown, ang citizenship, hindi ba?
Mga Australian dream natin. So, milestone yan sa ating buhay bilang mga migrante dito sa Australia.
Oo. Pero ngayon din, Edinel, sa hatid mong segment, no, speaking of PR and citizenship naman, ano yung hatid mo sa paano ba? Kasi nga alam natin na may grounds din pala na makansela yung PR citizenship ng isang gustong maging Australiano.
Yes. Kung nakahinga tayo ng maluwag ng meron na tayo nitong permanent residency pero hindi tayo dapat makampante, Claudette, dahil meron ding mga dahilan para bawiin ito or para alisin ang permanent residence at kahit ang Australian citizenship. So merong mga itinakda ang batas ng Australia na kapag nilabag mo itong mga ibabahagi natin mamaya sa paano ba sa tulong ng isang migration agent at migration expert ay maaring mawala itong yung mga pinaghirapan ano, na Australian citizenship at permanent residency dito sa Australia. Kaya sa mga kababayan natin, kailangan ninyo itong pakinggang mabuti at alalahanin ano, sa tuwing ini-enjoy ninyo ang buhay dito sa Australia.
Oh, kumbaga may consequences yung mga yung mga bagay-bagay. So kailangan, ayan, tutukan po natin yan mamaya lahat ng detalye na yan, hatid po ng ating migration expert. Edinal, maraming salamat sa iyo at ano bang mga dapat abangan mula sa iyo this week?
Maraming salamat, Claudette. At this week, abangan naman po ang iba-iba pa nating mga balita mula sa komunidad. At syempre, next week ang pagpapatuloy naman ng ating paghahatid ng information tungkol pa rin sa family law. Alamin naman natin kung paano yung custody ng mga bata sakaling nagkaroon ng hiwalayan ang magulang. So ano ba ang umiiral na batas dito sa Australia? Ibabahagi din yan ng mga eksperto sa atin. So abangan po ninyo ang iba-iba pang ulat dito lamang sa SBS Filipino. Maraming salamat, Claudette.
Ayan, maraming salamat at kasama po natin si Edinel Magtibay at syempre every Tuesday po yan ang paano ba sa radyo no, para mapakinggan ninyo yung mga pinag-uusapan natin about visa o mga anumang topics na related po sa ating pagtira dito sa Australia. Sometimes yung mga confusion tayo. So lilinawan o bibigyang linaw yan dito sa segment na ito. At syempre din po mapapakinggan nyo kung kayo po ay naka-tune in lagi, mapapakinggan nyo yung ating mga catch-up episodes sa ating website www.sbs.com.au/Philippines. At maaari din pong mapakinggan ito sa ating SBS Audio app. At syempre sa ating programa din po ngayon, hatidin natin ang kwento ng mga kababayang nagtayo ng sariling cafe dito sa Sydney. Bilib tayo sa mga Pilipino na nakakapagtayo ng negosyo, no? Kasi kailangan may guts ka talaga at talagang i-go na go mo yan kapag ikaw ay gustong magnegosyo. So mamaya po ay papakinggan natin yung kwento ng ating mga kababayan na una ay na-discourage sila na magtayo ng kanilang cafe doon sa isang suburb na yun kasi nga parang sinabi na walang gusto ng Filipino food doon sa lugar na yon. Pero syempre hindi ito nagpapigil sa kanila at ngayon po ay naging successful po ang kanilang negosyo. So abangan po yan mamaya sa May Peraan. Pero sa ibang balita muna tayo, ayan po, nakatakdang magiging abot-kaya ang ilang mga gamot para sa kalusugan ng mga kababaihan kapag ang mga nasabing gamot ay maiidagdag sa mga listahan ng government-subsidized medication na PBS. Ayon sa pamahalaan, ang mga pinakabagong listahan ng medikasyon ay kasali sa $50 billion na package para sa women's health measures na inanunsyo nitong Pebrero. Ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Hannah Kwon at Sidney Lang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Nakaramdam si Hoda Hannaway ng patuloy na sakit sa puso nito dahil sa endometriosis. Isa lamang siya sa bitong mga kababaihang na diagnose ng nasabing kondisyon.
If I can sum up that in one word, how living with endometriosis is, I would say probably horrendous would be the glorified word. It's from when I was diagnosed, I'm pretty sure I had it from 12 years old. And I wasn't diagnosed until I was about 18. But that's only because it was a bit taboo in my culture to talk about period pain, it was sort of normalized. You know, period pain is normal for women to get.
Dumaan ang nasabing dating MasterChef contestant sa 15 laparoscopic surgery at hysterectomy. Ang sakit na endometriosis ay nararanasan ng maraming kababaihang may iba't ibang lahi. Ito ay sumasakit kapag ang tissue ng lining ng womb o sinapupunan o uterus ay kumakapal o tumutubo. Ito ay nakakaapekto din ng fertility ng isang babae at nagdudulot ng sakit. Para sa karamihan, ang presyo ng gamot ay dumadagdag sa gastos at sa masakit na kondisyon.
I've had to, in the past, I have been on this medication for several months and I've had to, in the past, delay buying it because of how much it costs and sort of, I know it's not great that you stop the medication and then start it again, but I was pretty much couldn't do anything financially about it.
Isa lamang si Hoda sa aabot sa 8,500 tao na umaasang makakabenepisyo kung ang medikasyong Rieko ay malilista sa Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme o PBS ngayong Mayo. Ang nasabing gamot ay isang bagong gamot sa sakit na endometriosis at nagkakahalaga ng $2,700 kada taon. Ayon sa Endometriosis Australia, ang pagpasok ng gamot sa PBS ay makakatulong sa mga kababaihan lalo na sa mga humaharap sa pinansyal na hamon o sa mga nakatira sa rehiyon at mga malalayong indigenous communities. Isa pa sa mga bibigyan ng subsidiya ay ang contraceptive pill na Slinda na ginagamit nangaabot sa 80,000 ng mga kababaihan at nagkakahalaga ng $320 kada taon. Sa ilalim din ng PBS, ang estrogen-free pill ay magkakahalaga ng $23 kada taon para sa mga concession card holders at $95 naman kada taon para sa mga general patients. Ayon kay Federal Health Minister Mark Butler, matagal nang itong hinihintay ng karamihan.
We've been hearing story after story from Australia's women that they feel they've just not been given the support that they need and they deserve in a whole range of areas to do with their health. Some conditions like endometriosis that affect as many as 1 million Australian women, but also health issues that don't reflect women being sick, they just reflect women being women and having responsibility for contraception, for reproductive health and choices that families will make, and also going through life cycles like perimenopause and menopause. And our government has been heavily focused on trying to catch up on those decades of neglect.
Ani Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Ley, hindi mabuti na pinahintay ng pamahalaan ang mga kababaihan ng mahigit isang taon bago ito binigyan ng discount.
One of the drugs listed today for endometriosis, and it was actually recommended to be listed over a year ago, I believe. Now, I don't think it's good enough when the process is through the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee and the sign-offs, if you like, to say, yes, this drug can go on the market, it is safe and it is effective, that a government would wait a year to list it. So I'm very critical of that.
Sa panayam sa 7 Sunrise, sinabi ni Ginoong Mark Butler na ang kalusugan ng mga kababaihan ay napabayaan ng dating mga pamahalaan.
Over the 9 years of their government, not a single new pill, not a single endometriosis treatment, not a single menopause treatment. You know, we obviously have to do price negotiations with the company. That's been the way the PBS has operated for 75 years. We've done more in the last 5 months for women's health in these areas than any government has done for decades.
Sa ilalim ng pagbabago, ang mga kababaihang may mababang level ng ilang reproductive hormones ay makaka-access sa isang kombinasyong IVF therapy na Pergoveris. Ang walang subsidiyang cycle ay nagkakahalaga ng $3,500. Kapag idinagdag ito sa PBS, ang mga eligible ay makaka-access ng Pergoveris sa halagang $32 kada treatment cycle sa kanilang unang IVF cycle. Dati ang treatment ay subsidized lamang matapos ang ilang mga cycle. Si Dr. Petra Whale ay presidente ng Fertility Society of Australia and New Zealand. Umaasa siyang ang mga pagbabago ay makakatulong na mabawasan ang hadlang para sa mga kababaihang dumadaan sa proseso.
I think the changes that have been made are fantastic from a PBS point of view and accessing fertility and endometriosis and a progesterone-only pill. When we so go further, we see that there is a lot of legislation and barriers to accessing fertility treatment for all Australians, and that's where we would like to see the Health Minister advocate for a national fertility plan and reducing these barriers and allowing people to be able to access IVF if and when they need it and without breaking the bank.
Nakatakdang idagdag sa PBS ang mga nasabing gamot sa Abril at Mayo. At para naman kay Ms. Hannaway at mga kababaihang apektado, ang mga pagbabago ay naghahatid ng isang pag-asa tungo sa abot-kaya at accessible na pangangalaga.
It would definitely make it more affordable. I am excited to hear the news that it will be on the PBS. And it's not only for me. Whilst it's not for every woman, but it certainly opens the doors for earlier treatment and better treatment options for women, and I'm so for that.
Ayan po ang good news na hatid at ang mga gamot na maidadagdag sa ating PBS. Ayan. At sa ating pagbabalik po, alamin po natin ano ba yung mga grounds na maaring makansela ang permanent visa residency or permanent residency visa ng isang tao. Alamin po yan mamaya sa pagbabalik ng SBS Filipino.
SBS, celebrating 50 years. Here's another fast fact.
Did you know that in 1984, a heated debate raged in Australia about the influx of Asian migrants? It followed revelations that in the year before, more than half of all immigrants had come from Asian countries.
It was also the year SBS responded by establishing an advisory committee on racism to refute claims that multiculturalism threatens the social fabric of Australia.
Discover more at sbs.com.au/sbs50.
Ayan po, nagbabalik po ang SBS Filipino. Claudette pa rin po inyong kasama ngayong Tuesday morning, 10:33 po ang ating oras dito sa Melbourne. At ayan po, ang SBS po ay nagse-celebrate ng aming 50 years. Wow, 50 years. Kung kayo po ay may mga, kung kayo po ay dating volunteer or dati po nagtatrabaho sa SBS at hindi namin kayo naisali sa ating mga features dito or interview, nako, i-share po sa amin ang inyong experience. Magpadala lamang ng mensahe sa ating Facebook page, SBS Filipino. At syempre, bahagi po ang buong Filipino community sa pag 50 years o pag pag-grow ng SBS. So we appreciate po yung inyong mga stories na binabahagi niyo po sa amin dito. And speaking of, kanina pinag-usapan natin visa, ito na po, syempre po bahagi ng Australian dream ng maraming migrante ang magkaroon ng permanent residency at syempre yung Australian citizenship. Pero alam niyo ba na pwede rin itong kanselahin? Alamin ang mga dahilan na humahantong sa pagkansela o pagkawala ng residency at citizenship sa Australia sa ulat na hatid ni Adinel Magtibay sa Paano Ba?
Kamakailan naging mainit na usapin ang iminungkahi ni Peter Dutton, leader ng oposisyon, na magkaroon ng pambansang pag-uusap ang Australia tungkol sa pag-revoke ng citizenship ng mga hindi karapat-dapat. Kasunod dito ng mga anti-Semitic comments ng dalawang nurse mula Sydney at pagbabanta sa kanilang mga Jewish patients. Anya, kailangan ng Australia ng pagbabago sa sistema ng migrasyon kabilang ang pagpapalakas ng kapangyarihan ng pamahalaan upang mag-deport ng mga tao at kanselahin ang kanilang citizenship. Umani ito ng sari-saring reaksyon at pagbatikos mula sa ilang leader ng Labor tulad ni Labor Minister Ann Alley na nagsabing hindi direktang inuugnay ang antisemitism sa immigration at ito ay pamumulitika lamang. Para naman sa kaalaman ng ating mga kababayan, ano nga ba ang mga dahilan para alisin ng iyong permanent residency at Australian citizenship? Pakinggan ang naging paliwanag ng Registered Migration Agent na si Andreas Martano at Analyst na si Amela ng Progress Study. Apart from visa and migration, a lot of migrants here in Australia, one of their dreams is to be a permanent resident and a citizen. But not everyone knows that your permanent residency can be canceled. So what are the grounds for cancellation of your permanent residency?
Okay, so PR, permanent resident, is just a visa. Same like temporary visa, student visa, which is a temporary visa, visitor visa. So one of the grounds to cancel a permanent residency if when you apply for that permanent residency, you provided fraudulent documentation, wrong information, whereby your visa or your PR was actually granted based on that wrong information or fraudulent documents, right? Mm. So if that get found out in the future, of course, then your visa can be canceled. And usually the department either give a notice of cancellation and you can argue your case, maybe, because if you think you're wrong and the department somehow get the information incorrectly, or you are involved in activities that is contrary to the Australian values, maybe you get involved in terrorism or violent
crimes.
Yes. Because permanent visa usually, it allows you to remain indefinitely in Australia, but your travel rights is valid for 5 years, right? So if you don't convert or change your citizenship to become an Australian citizen, then you will have to renew, in quote, your PR. Yeah, if you have in the radar of in a prohibited organizations,
mm-hmm.
or someone dop you in
connected.
Because you are provided bogus information or documents,
yeah. mm-hmm.
then yes, your PR can be cancelled.
Oh, wow. So, for example, I put in my application that I am single, but I am married in the Philippines. Would that affect that the visa?
Yeah, that could affect your visa. Because, for example, if you are applying through the general skill migration,
mm-hmm.
where you get points for being a single person, and actually you are married,
mm-hmm.
so your points or your score should be lower. But you get invitation because of that higher scores that you're claiming,
mm-hmm.
then yes, your visa provided. Can be canceled.
So that's that's good to know. Any other things that we should know about our permanent residency?
Well, I suppose you can apply for Australian citizenship if you are ready to relinquish your old citizenship.
How many years of permanent residency is required now before you become a citizen?
You need to be a PR for at least 1 year, but you need to be staying legally in Australia, I think, in the last 4 years.
4 years.
For applying for the citizenship. And there are other criteria such as how many days you have to be in Australia.
Before you will lodge the application.
Right.
You have to count everything. Yeah. And then every time you go out,
then you have to check again.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good information and something to look at.
That's right. That's why it is important to provide a correct and accurate information when you're applying for any visa, because student visa, permanent visa can be cancelled. I have heard people who had their visa cancelled because they provided incorrect or bogus documents in the previous visa that they held, not in the current visa.
Oh, so that can still affect your
still
current visa.
Because it's still under your identity.
Oh, that's really interesting to know, because maybe sometimes they can think that, oh, I can just get away with it because I am now transitioning into a different visa. And they didn't find that out in the first visa. So
they can find it out in the future, yes.
Samantala, tulad ng permanent residency, para sa Australian citizenship, ayon sa batas ng Australia, ito ay maaring ma-cancel kung, una, ang isang tao ay nakakuha ng citizenship gamit ang maling impormasyon o peking dokumento. Pangalawa, kung ang isang tao ay lumabag sa mga kondisyon ng pagiging mamamayan ng Australia, tulad ng hindi pagsunod sa mga batas ng bansa. Pangatlo, pagkakaroon ng kaugnayan sa terorismo o malubhang paglabag sa national security. Pang-apat, kung ikaw ay dual citizen at nais mong talikuran ang pagiging Australian. Ang mga batas na ito ay parehong ipinatutupad sa mga dual nationals na ipinanganak na may Australian citizenship at sa mga ipinanganak sa ibang bansa na naging Australian citizens. Pero, hindi maaaring kanselahin ang citizenship ng isang tao kung wala siyang ibang citizenship dahil hindi siya maaaring maging stateless o walang bansa. Kaya't karaniwan sa mga nakakanselahan ng citizenship ay mga dual nationals. Samantala, ang mga batas hinggil sa pagkansela ng Australian citizenship ay huling binago noong 2020 sa pamamagitan ng pagpasa ng Australian Citizenship Amendment o Citizenship Cessation Act 2020 na nirepeal o inalis noong December 2023. Ang bagong act ay nagbibigay daan para sa Home Affairs Minister na humaling sa korte na tanggalin ang Australian citizenship ng isang dual citizen kung siya ay nahatulan ng matinding krimen. Kaya't payo ng mga eksperto, mahalaga na laging mag-research at sumangguni sa mga profesional para malaman ang mga napapanahong pagbabago sa migration law at iba pang batas sa bansa na maaring makaapekto sa inyong sitwasyon.
I think it is better if you are seeking visa information, find information from a registered migration agent, because we're supposed to be most up to date with information, experience. The information that people found on the website, even it's on immigration website, sometimes they are not up to date or not accurate. So you cannot rely on the web information. So
yeah, there's a bit of a delay sometimes, I guess.
That's right. Even with the migration regulations, there are sometimes a lot of gray areas as well. Mm-hmm. So if you ask immigration by phone, they can say this thing, or if you can ask one agent, it can say that thing. So there are some are gray areas in the regulations. So experienced agents are important.
Thank you so much once again for sharing those invaluable insights and for your time today.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Ayan po, nagbabalik ang SBS Filipino. 10:44 po ang ating oras dito sa Melbourne. Magandang umaga po sa mga kaka-tune in lang sa atin. At syempre, ang SBS Filipino ay napapakinggan po 7 days a week, 10 to 11 ng umaga. At syempre, sa radyo po yan at sa ating website kung gusto nyong makinig ng live. At syempre po, ay kung gusto nyo naman pakinggan yung ating mga podcast, pumunta lang din po sa ating website, www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. And I'm sure marami ang mga nag-aabang sa ating May Peraan episode today. At tayo po ipupunta ngayon sa Sydney, particular po dyan sa Redfern, kung saan patok ang isang cafe na sinimula ng ating mga kababayan last year. Kilalanin natin sina Margo Flores at Vincent Bakiran. Ano kaya yung paraan para maayos silang ipakilala ang kanilang inumin at pagkain sa kanilang komunidad? Pakinggan natin ang panayam ni Christina Lazo sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to May Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin si Margo Flores and Vincent Bakiran na may-ari ng isang patok na cafe sa Sydney. Kamusta Margo and Vincent? Hello!
Hi Teta, I'm Vincent. I'm Margo Flores.
Kailan nagsimula ang Taguan Cafe?
Started in Sydney ng October 2024. We got a cafe and we started to know the community first before we actually transitioned into Taguan Cafe. So parang nagsimula siya na inalam muna namin kung ano yung meron sa community. We tried our best to integrate within the area before we went into a fully Filipino cafe. That way, kaya namin i-introduce better yung Filipino food.
Ano yung struggles nung kinikilala nyo yung community? This is Vincent.
That's actually a good question, Teta. Kasi when we were starting, when we got a cafe na hindi pa siya yung Taguan, one of the locals approached us, told us directly na we shouldn't serve Filipino food kasi nobody wants it. Tapos she went on further saying na if you look at the street that we're on, which is Regent Street, walang Filipino food at all or walang Filipino representation. Sabi niya, we should do a banh mi business kasi yun yung ginagawa nung kapitbahay namin. Sabi niya na we are going to prosper from that kasi we can get the spillover kapag busy yung kabila. I don't know if she realizes na medyo rude yun. The fact na una, sinabi niya na no one wants Filipino food, we should sell banh mi. And hindi naman kami Vietnamese. So we took that as a challenge and we also thought that, okay, we are on the right track. Na, good thing, hindi kami nag-all Filipino from the get-go. At we gave time for the locals to get to know us, like personally then, so that it's easier for us to introduce ourselves and the Filipino cuisine much better to them.
So now what happened to that experiment?
It's very good, actually. Decided to open at Redburn, which isn't very Filipino community area. Kasi most of the Filipino businesses here in New South Wales or in the Western part of Sydney, Blacktown, Ruti Hill. Pero we decided to do in a different neighborhood. Now, there are more variety. There are more people from different walks of life. We also have this duty and responsibility as Filipinos na we want other people to try our food. Masaya kami when we are serving our food with different people kasi we get to introduce and educate them about our culture.
Naging Taguan. Bakit kailangan magtago? Well, tell us about that.
Well, nagsimula kasi talaga ang Taguan years ago sa Baguio. So it was actually my pandemic move. Na nung nagka-pandemya sa Pilipinas, sa buong mundo, nag-decide akong lumipat sa Baguio kasama yung aso ko, si Yakult. Tapos from there, nag-stay ako for 3 months. Then I decided na parang gusto ko na dito, magtatago na ako sa Baguio. So nag-decide kaming gumawa ng Taguan na cafe at saka restaurant. Nag-transition lang yung Taguan to Sydney last year when I decided, we both decided as a couple to continue our relationship. Kasi yeah. before for the longest time, long distance na kami eh, because he got stuck here during the pandemic as a nurse. Tapos ako naman sa Pilipinas. So nung nagkaroon na kami ng opportunity to continue this and decide to move forward with our relationship, nag-decide na kaming magtago ngayon sa Sydney together.
Yes.
And on the cheesy part then, inisip namin na, na it went well with relationship kasi we consider each other ourselves. Like, ikaw yung taguan ko, ikaw yung hideaway ko.
Isip nyo ba na it would create this noise, no? Especially on social media.
Yeah. To be honest, sinimulan namin yung taguan with a notion na we just want to build a neighborhood cafe. So that's one of the reasons why it's actually small. When it blew up on social media, nagulat kami kasi hindi naman talaga namin capacity to handle like a big group.
Yeah.
Dahil 15-seater cafe. And it's one of the cool. But it turned out differently.
Yeah.
Which we don't hate. I mean, we love, on the business side, it's very good. In terms lang of our original plan, this wasn't our original plan. Pero with the help of the very supportive community that we have, the Filipino, the non-Filipinos, it turned out really well.
At what point did you realize na we really made the right decision and that...
Making the right decision, it's always a choice every day. I mean, you get up, you do your hard work, and you always encourage yourself every day. Kasi it's like a commitment, it's like a baby. Lagi siyang may struggles, lagi siyang may challenges. And at the moment na you feel down or you feel like hindi tama yung ginawa mo, you always have to pick yourself up. You always have to encourage each other. Na we have to keep.
So now, walk us through yung dynamics ninyo as a couple. Sino ang talagang nakatutok sa negosyo? In terms of yung operation, yeah. Sino nakatutok?
I would say, pareho kaming tutok sa business. Like, equally. Because while he is still doing a little bit of his nursing work, I'm also doing some of my business in the Philippines. Kasi I'm still running a business in the Philippines. So in terms of diversion, pareho kaming may ginagawang iba on the side. Pero in terms of, say, hours we spend with the business, pareho kaming nandun lang lagi. In terms of responsibilities, Vinny is more focused with the kitchen. Then I'm more focused with the drinks and the marketing, front of house. Pero kahit ganun yung division of responsibilities, pareho kaming tumatawid with both. Start kami nung cafe na kaming dalawa lang din, na wala kaming employees. Gamay namin yung inside out of each other. So now that we're trying to expand little by little, getting new employees, expanding our seating capacity, mas madali din mag-complement in terms of workflow para sa aming dalawa.
You must be so efficient! Kasi kahit nasabihin mo 15-seater lang yon, ang dami niyong ginagawa. And syempre, kailangan niyo rin kausapin talaga yung diners niyo.
Kasi yun din naman yung spirit wherein we can connect with our customers. Kasi we believe na marami namang cafes dito. Pero yung madadala mo doon sa experience ng mga tao, especially Filipinos, in a foreign land, looking for a slice of home, it's really heartwarming to know their stories and let them find a space where they can be themselves at hindi na mag-English.
Yes.
Also, we get a lot of Filipinos who grew up here na lost na nila yung touch nila with their Filipino roots. Also connect with their Filipino ancestry, know up more about their food. Nag-evolve talaga yung goal namin from a neighborhood cafe into a way of building a good community. It's really nice na this is not the original plan, pero we have evolved into something we also like doing.
Kano ang kapital in setting this up?
It's a good thing that we started with buying a cafe kasi hindi kami nag-start from scratch, building all the permits, the licenses to do something. Ang computation namin would be, it was around 90,000 to 100,000 AUD. That included buying of the business, additional equipment,
inventory,
initial inventory. Feeling namin, it was a continuous investment. That's the hard part about doing a food business. Parang hindi talaga mataas ang margins. We all know na if you want to enter hospitality, you must really love hospitality. Kasi it's a hard job with low margins and continuous capital.
Chance, did you like take a bank loan for this?
We had to dip into our savings mostly for this one. Pero the good thing then about Australia, doing business in Australia, is there are a lot of options and opportunities once you start. We got a loan from our POS.
So yung POS provider namin is nagbibigay ng loan depende on how much transaction we get on a daily basis. When we started doing the business ng June to October and we were rolling the money in, they offered then to give us instant loans. So it also helped us. Siguro that's one of the things I never experienced when doing business in the Philippines. Kasi sa Pinas, magbabank loan kayo with all the transactions. Pero dito, doing business in Australia, I feel like there are a lot of good things. Yes. Na you can get grants or fast loans from a very credible source. Okay siya in that way.
You're buying a cafe, obviously, may nakaset na siya lahat. Were there any unforeseen expenses? Do you recall?
When we got a cafe, you would understand na syempre it's been running for quite a while and the equipment, you know, wear and tear. Yung maintenance is one of the things that we forgot to key in. So nung we were running, ang dami nag-fail, ang daming trade calls kasi kailangan ipaayos. Tapos sobrang mahal mag-fix something. Like, if you can't fix it yourself, better na gawin mo. Otherwise, be prepared na magbayad ng sobrang mahal just for maybe 30 minutes of their time.
Do you remember mga magkano ang additional na ginastos nyo?
Remember the exact. Pero I would estimate it would reach like 10 to 20,000, 100. With all the unforeseen.
I don't know, how do you plan to scale the business?
In terms of scaling, we were thinking to scale parang after a year and a half. I mean, ganun siguro yung trajectory with the ROI and all that things. Our short-term goal talaga is to have a bigger space. In the next 6 months, we have to fix our operations, make sure everything is running smoothly. Then after that, we need to have a bigger space. So meron na kaming naka-plot na business goals. Pero siguro one thing's for sure, we want to stay within our community, within our area. Kasi you nourish what you have. Pero as a business, parang more than just serving coffee, we want to build a community for everyone. Goals, yun yung direction na gusto naming tahakin.
Wanna add, and Vincent?
Yung catering to families and bigger group. So yun kasi yung one of our struggles. Kaya naging short-term goal din namin yung expand. We can see people want to come, people want to experience. We can't cater to large groups. So yun yung like priority namin for the moment.
A final message. Okay, Margo and Vinny, para sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or gustong magsimula ng kanilang negosyo, anong masasabi niyo sa kanila?
Starting a business is really a big risk, but cheesy. You have to have one person who believes in you. A wise person once said that there can be 100 people in the room, but you only need one person to believe in you. And for us, that's each other. There would be days na when we didn't blow up yet, na we would be talking and tutuloy pa ba natin to? Malulugi yata tayo. But one of us would always say, hindi, kaya natin to. Okay ba? You need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in each other. Kasi if someone stops believing and both of you like just stop, you'd be uninspired. And being uninspired is dangerous. It would reflect in everything that you do.
And also, I guess that's a good foundation of every relationship or every partnership. Like, you have each other's backs. That's why very apt we continued our hideaway. We created a small hideaway in Sydney where we can be each other and where we can support each other at the same time, build community and relationship. So find what makes your business unique. Start small, dream big, be adaptable. It's always a learning process for everyone. Of course, surround yourself with people who have the same beliefs and you enjoy their company. Kasi right now, we're growing, we're getting new people. When you have family here, it's really important. So it's really blessed that we have our family here, like my siblings who were able to support us while we were starting. That's a kind of support that you can't quantify. There are oftentimes we find ourselves na, okay, it's too much for the both of us to handle and we're so blessed that I have my brothers here who help us with just moving stuff, kahit
washing the dishes during service.
Yeah, so that really helps. It all boils down to relationships talaga.
On that note, maraming salamat kay Margo and Vinny. Thank you so much.
Thank you rin.
Tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera, matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.